Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should be here with me and Usins. Yes, it's the Usins Good Day radio program with Usins. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner for Tuesday, June the 14th. It's Flag Day. What is going on? There's a slump in the market. Can I start with good news or do I have to have this stuff in front of me?
Oh, love good news.
Huh? Good news. It's good news week. There's an old song that probably Phil would find around at Jeremy or something. I think it's Herman's Hermit. I'm not sure who did it, but it's called Good News Week. And it's something I'm actually thinking about doing, a daily vignette that would be built around good news. The daily, I'm not sure what to call it yet, but I'm thinking about doing that. Either that or a podcast on things like, for example, here's a 101 year old who was united with his father's painting that was looted by the Nazis. The 101-year-old person is Charlotte Bischoff. She was reunited with an heirloom that she hadn't seen since her childhood in the Netherlands. And now she's going to sell it to make sure future generations of her family can benefit from it. It was painted in 1683 by Dutch artist Caspar Netscher. It belonged to the Bischoff family. The father, I guess, actually procured it. He'd stored it in a bank during World War II when he went into hiding to avoid the obvious. Painting was looted by the Nazis. Do you know how much they had billions of dollars of treasures
stole.
Unbelievable what these guys get away with.
Without a second thought.
Yeah, wait a minute. Didn't they took it over in Ukraine, right? The Nazis, didn't they take over in Ukraine? Isn't that why the Russians are there?
Well, they were part of the Soviet Union. So maybe not.
Here's a teenager who used his own drone to spot, speaking of Ukraine, to spot a Russian convoy approaching the town that he lived in and provided real-time information which allowed the Ukrainian army to destroy it. He's being hailed as a hero of Ukraine, Andriy Poksrasa. How do you like that? Is that okay? Is that
very nice?
Oh, yeah, close enough.
Yeah, anyway. 15 years old, completely stops one of the Russian convoys. He's the only one, I think, in his area that knows how to fly and operate a drone. And when he saw it, he let his dad know. 15 years old, his dad, using social media, messaged the military and was like, hey, here's the coordinates. They were able to confirm everything, and he saved his town.
Yep.
15.
So how does he get a drone? Where does drones readily available everywhere? Apparently they are.
I mean, anybody can buy one. They cost a couple hundred dollars, especially depending on what kind you get. But this is totally a, like, this century story. He and his dad, when he knew he wanted one, he and his dad used the money that they had saved up buying and selling cryptocurrency to afford the drone.
Crypto to the rescue! Da-da-da-da-da! Okay, so that takes care of that bit of good news. The stocks fell into a bear market this week. The S&P dropped more than 20% from an all-time high. It's been really good even through January of this year. Investors, though, seem to be concerned about a downturn. Well, hello, duh. Friday's higher-than-expected inflation report, 8.6%. How do you see? Come on. And yet, here we are, we're still involved in the same thing, the conflict that has caused this, with nobody doing anything about it, and we're the ones who are paying the bill. The Russians are laughing still, apparently all the way to the bank. Did you see how much oil has been purchased by the Indians?
Oh, yeah. It's astounding.
Even though there's sanctions, it doesn't seem the 18% of the exports for the Russians have gone into India. Huh? Well, I never have thought the Indians were our friends anyway. I just don't. The Indians, Pakistanis are kind of in a world of their own, which is okay. But, you know, understand who at the end of the day is going to be on top of the... It won't be the Russians, and it won't be the Chinese. Some people say, oh, the Chinese by 2050. Okay, well, today is the 14th of June, 2022. And even with all of the bad leadership and all the bad decisions and all the messes, we're still on top of the heap. So, you know, make your decisions, because clearly the Russians are not going to prevail at the end of the day, no matter what happens in Ukraine. But this business, the sell-off, the strange central bank raising interest rates again to curb inflation... you know, you go back to the 1990s. I don't think even during the whole mess of 2010, it was created during the first part of Obama administration.
Didn't things like start in 2008?
Yeah, late 2008. Yep, yeah, exactly. In a moment, I suppose we ought to examine what's going on with the January 8th hearings, part two or part three, whatever it is. It's worth a moment or two of our time, and so we'll spend a moment or two of our time discussing that on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keep Fair, you'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so I'm going to make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
I tend to second guest dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
The hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Tuesday is upon us. Hey, before I get into the January 6th, I just wanted to spend a moment on Brittany Griner, as long as we were talking about what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. The Women's Basketball Hall of Fame inductees are calling for her release. Well, you wouldn't expect anything other than that. But what weight? I mean, who's the Russians are going to pay attention to this? Probably not. But Penny Taylor, who is a former first-round draft pick from the Cleveland Rockers. What a name. What a great name. You're a Cleveland girl.
I missed Yeah, I'm so sad that we don't have a WNBA team anymore, but they were so fun to watch. They were just absolutely astounding. But it was really nice to see the Women's Basketball Hall of Famers. They're getting inducted, and they're taking a moment of their own spotlight to shine a light on what's happening with Brittany Griner. She's been detained since February.
Yeah.
And it is just, they're not just calling on Russia and the Russian government to release her. They're calling on the American government to do something more about it.
Well, wasn't there something in play to trade her for some big bad Russian?
That's what the Russian government was asking for, yeah.
Yeah, but our government apparently doesn't think she's that important because they didn't want to trade off this big bad Russian guy, who apparently is a big bad guy. So what? So now what do we do? She's just there. Imagine, what do you think? What do you do? How do you spend your days in a jail in Russia when there's a war going on and you're being used as a pawn? What's your thought? What's happening with and how you even exist? Are you thinking? What's going through your mind?
Well, I do question if it were any other American or even any other American in the spotlight where she was playing for the Russian. She was playing basketball in Russia. So she has to have Russian fans, I would think, that, I don't know, maybe times aren't too tough for her in those prisons. Maybe they are. There is that. It's like there's absolutely zero information.
Yeah, we don't know anything. Okay.
We don't know anything, but I would the like house to think that maybe it's not, I don't know, maybe that's just wishful thinking of like, maybe it's not too bad because she's celebrated, athlete there, but that's probably just really naive.
Wishful thinking, right. House Select Committee, speaking of wishful thinking, wishing this would go away, investigating the events, obviously, of January 6th, had their second public hearing. Panel focused on efforts by former aides and allies of Trump who say they attempted to disprove theories of the who won. The testimonies that aired during the hearing from the former inner circle say that it was an intoxicated Rudy Giuliani who convinced Trump to declare victory on election night. So apparently he was drunk when he did that, and so this is all about the shenanigans of some drunken boob. Wow.
Apparently, the power must yield. Well, because you had even Trump's daughter, Ivanka, you had his campaign manager, a campaign spokesperson, all saying that they were all like, they were all like, no, do not say anything yet, trying to figure out how to draft up some speech, because it was all clear to everybody else that the election nothing would be stated on election night. Nobody would be conceding. Nobody would be declaring victory. And then Rudy Giuliani apparently got in Trump's ear and was like, nah, man, you won. You need to tell them to stop counting now. It's
drunk.
Clear.
I mean, certainly Trump should have recognized the fact that guy was drunk. Good God. What nonsense. And here we are spending all this time and effort when everybody around him said, except for Rudy, who was drunk at the time, you're out. It's over. Finished. The fact that they lost Arizona, that was the end, really. That was the end. And yet there was no, it's just ungabunga.
Ungabunga.
The politicos will be entertained by that. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, weight loss time, consideration of Calitrin for all the new folks who are listening to all those, and we have 40 or so new stations as we've worked our way in and inveigled our way into the USA Radio Network. And so I'm happy to present to you the idea of success when it comes to losing weight, more importantly, to keeping it off. And that's where Calitrin comes in. It's spelled Calotrin. If you go to toploss.com, folks, the new folks, and look at what's there, the stimulant-free, no-drug weight loss product that will be a godsend for those of you who are working hard to keep that weight off that you worked hard to get off in the first place. Check out toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out for free shipping and the best deals possible. Lose that weight, keep it off, you'll be a winner. 21 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. This is the trending portion. Social media connections to us. Social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. It's the GoodDayShow.com, our website where you can get the Good Day download. And I'm sure this one is going to find its way into the Good Day download that you'll be able to hear tomorrow. For people who can't listen to the whole program, you get the highlights on the Good Day download of the winning circle, the man versus horse race. I know you're going to want to know who won. Was it the man or was it the horse? We'll find out after this.
This is your National Security Minute with Olivia Troy.
As a former national security official in the Trump administration and former Homeland Security Advisor to Vice President Mike Pence, I know that America faces countless foreign and domestic threats and that we must take each one seriously. That is why we must get to the bottom of the violent attack against our country and our constitutional order that occurred on January 6, 2021. As a nation of laws, when laws are broken, we must demand accountability, no matter who is responsible for a crime, no matter how wealthy or powerful. Our founders fought for our democracy, our First Amendment rights, and it is up to us to safeguard what they gave. Please join me and my national security colleagues from both parties as we tune into the hearings this month and help our country get to the bottom of what happened to make sure it doesn't happen again.
This has been your National Security Minute with Olivia Troy.
All right, so what's going on here is that there was a man versus horse race. I don't know where I've been all these years, but I didn't ever know there was,
right?
There was a horse race with a man, or a man race with a horse. And who is the nut bird who came up with this? Why do they do it? And surely you can't think that a man would beat a horse. All
well,
right,
and
so Jay,
here's how long it's been going on. Since 1980. That was when the race started. People running on foot on a trail, trying to beat horses. Only three people have ever beaten a horse in this race, with the third one just happening this year. His name is Ricky Lightfoot. That's his actual name, Lightfoot.
Ricky.
It's his last name. Isn't that cool? So, yeah, Ricky Lightfoot's 37. He's a firefighter, and he's a trail runner, and he felt like he may have a good shot at this, but he was a little bit unsure, especially because he'd been awake for 29 hours prior to the race just because of all the travel he had to do. And then he beat out 1,000 runners, 50 horses, with a time of 2 hours, 22 minutes, 23 seconds on a 22.5-mile trail for 3,500 pounds, which is about $4,200. And the pot for this thing, it starts at $500 and then increases, or I'm sorry, not $500, 500 pounds, and then increases 500 pounds each year the event takes place until it's won. And the first time it was ever won was in 2004. So imagine how that pot was from 1980 until 2004.
Mm-hmm.
The next time a human won was 2007, and then this time in 2022.
All right, so I'm going to go out on a limb here. I worked for somebody whose name was Lightfoot a long time ago, and he had his roots in Native American culture and Native American family. I don't know this for a fact, but I think you could probably bet a couple of bucks on it and maybe be right that Ricky Lightfoot has some connection to a Native tribe someplace. So that may help in the skill department, learning how to run that fast. That's something that they're very good at. Something they're not good at is something the Supreme Court decided yesterday, ruling that Native Americans prosecuted in tribal courts can also be prosecuted for the same incident in federal court, which results in longer sentences. There was a dissent with Gorsuch, the Republican, and a couple of liberal judges, so I found that to be interesting. As I find everything here to be interesting, that's why we talk about it. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volkswagen has launched sales activities for the iconic van, the ID. Buzz, with a standout collaboration with Obi-Wan Kenobi, the all-new limited Star Wars series coming to Disney at the end of May, launching with a custom advertisement made in collaboration with Lucasfilms and Industrial Light and Magic, featuring the ID. Buzz and some familiar Star Wars characters. Leading actor Ewan McGregor will serve as brand ambassador. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A string of troubling inflation reports in recent days is likely to lead Federal Reserve officials to consider surprising markets with a larger-than-expected 0.75 percentage point interest rate increase. Before officials began their pre-meeting quiet period on June 4th, they had signaled that they were prepared to raise interest rates about a half percentage point, and then again in July. But the market's deteriorating faster than expected, tougher decisions may come sooner than later. President Clinton's Treasury Secretary, Lawrence Summers, on Bloomberg.
It's pretty clear that peak inflation theory, like transitory inflation theory, is kind of wrong.
Nearly 40% of law enforcement agencies, including the NYPD and Los Angeles Police Department, failed to report their 2021 crime data to the FBI. That will result in more difficulty tracking crime in America. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Primary elections are taking place today in Maine, North Dakota, South Carolina, and Nevada. In the Silver State, it's mostly Republican, with the exception of Las Vegas and Clark County. It leans Democrat, and because of that, the state has been blue for years. Trump-endorsed and Senate candidate Republican Adam Laxalt says Nevada is not a blue state and will flip red.
Well, there was a poll that was released the day after the one you just put on the screen that said it was 26 points, and that internal that he claims to have was never released to the public. So I think that's about all I have to say about that. We feel very strong. We've run a great race, and we've got incredible support across the state. And I'll tell you, this last week, we went into nearly every community across the state, and the enthusiasm for us and for Republicans to flip our state, I've never seen anything like it.
Nevada Senate candidate Adam Laxalt on Newsmax overnight. Elon Musk is set to participate in an all-hands meeting with Twitter employees on Thursday. It will be the first time the billionaire has spoken directly to the company's workforce since he began his takeover in April. Twitter CEO announced the meeting in an email to staffers on Monday, saying they could submit questions for Mr. Musk in advance. The best-of-7 Stanley Cup Championship Games begins tomorrow night. Tampa Bay Lightning at the Colorado Avalanche. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together, and that's a pretty natural process. For farmers, things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diligently working through this Tuesday, I'm Doug Steffen with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Amazing how I got that name. I just happened to be there when the Good Day program was available, and somebody said, let's call it Doug Steffen's Good Day. And there was Doug Steffen. Pretty amazing
right
how
there.
That works. Right there, right then. And right here, right now, is Jay Kirshner. The issues of the day, the things that are important, things that matter, and why it matters to you. Thus, we share the platform with a lot of people who have comments, the social media connection. We've got them. We're attached to them. You're attached to them. I don't think we have the phone thing worked out quite yet. But that's okay, because we'll get to that. And meanwhile, I have I'm vamping. What do they call? Is it vamping? Or you call it vamping, right?
What do we talk about?
Well,
in what context are you saying?
You sent me all of the comments, but you sent them in a file that I can't open. So you normally, that's why I'm vamping.
Did it come to you in a Word document?
No, all I want is just when I click on the thing, it's right there. And I have to go to the Microsoft Store somehow or other. This is the first time you've actually done that. I don't know why it's stuck, but it's in the
I just put them in the email itself, but you said you wanted attachments with everything per page. So
no, I didn't. I don't know about that.
I'm sending it to you as just the email itself right now. Right. And also, when you said vamping, I'm like, staying up all night? Is that what we're talking about?
Okay. The state of Connecticut, trying to figure out what's going on. This is something that happens at this time of year, but I don't remember it being this dire. I get tick bites all the time on the farm. For those of you who are new to the program, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I'm out. I was out yesterday mowing hay until dark. And when I came back, I had a tick on the back of my neck, but I've had them crawling all over my clothes. They're pretty bad this year because it wasn't cold enough. The winter time here in the Northeast, anyway, where I am, we'll see the end of lots of bugs, or we'll see a depletion in the number of bugs like ticks if you have a really good hard freeze. And we didn't have a really good hard freeze for a number of days this past winter, so we got lots of ticks, and there's an evolution going on with ticks. And we had a couple of, 10, 12 years ago, maybe it was longer than that. There are different types of ticks. The big ugly ones are the big sack of blood.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks the blood.
Looking ones, yeah, poppy seeds.
Gross.
Well, and I feel like it used to just be, what was it, Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And then Lyme disease. And that was really the only things in the news that ever came from ticks. And now it's like, every day there's a new tick. Born illness.
What is this called? Powassan virus?
Yeah, Powassan virus infection, POWV.
So somebody died in Connecticut from this. That's the second time this year.
Yeah, this is the second resident in Connecticut to get it, the first one to die from Connecticut, but the second person in the U.S. to die. The first one was from Maine in April. And this is just craziness. So she was in her 90s, and 2 weeks after the tick was removed, she experienced a number of symptoms, fever, altered mental state, headache, chills, rigors, chest pain, nausea, was admitted to the local hospital. Her condition just kept worsening, and then she was unresponsive for 2 weeks before her death. And then in Maine, it was a gentleman, I believe, it was a gentleman in his 50s in Connecticut who recovered from the illness, and then somebody in Maine passed away from it. And they're saying that with POWV, there's no vaccine, there's no cure, really. It's just you overcome it or you don't.
All right. So the way I don't pay, I shouldn't say I don't pay much attention. I had one in my arm. I saw the scar in my arm. I'm looking down at it now. From the first bite I got, the first tick bite this year was a tick bite from, it wasn't a bite. This thing dug into my skin and got under my skin. And before I know it, I have this, the skin's almost grown over it, so I have to go after it with the tweezers, and I'm not really sure I ever got all of it. There's a sort of a quarter of an inch scar there where I dug around trying to get it out.
Oh, yikes.
And so there, and last year I had one on my back that I couldn't reach, and I didn't have anybody around, so I just kept digging away at it until I got it out with my thumb. But they're small ones, they're big ones, they're nothing if you have them on your dog or I don't think they go on to cats, but they have, definitively, I take my Daisy May out for a walk. I live next to, I have land on the farm that dogs, we can obviously take a walk on, but I have a trail next to the house that is part of a big park here. And so we take our walks down there, and I haven't had a chance to go through it with a tractor and a brush hog to clean up all of the various things that are growing on the trail out of the way, so the ticks are growing on everything. Most of the time I get ticks there from branches. If I'm mowing hay and I'm close to the woods or whatever it is, I think the ticks jump on you from the branches. You wonder, those of us who believe in a supreme being, you think to yourself, okay, God, why is there, what the heck good are these things? Why are they here? And, you know, you can think about the fact that they're good food for the chickens. When my chickens, before we worried about the avian flu, my chickens on the farm were free to roam around. A free range, I think they call it. And they were eating ticks. I mean, I could see them. I was told by my manager that if she looked it up, she said that chickens can eat, I was going to say ticks eat 200 chickens a day. Chickens can eat up to 200 ticks a day. And that's what they feed on. So, of course, my first reaction was, ew, yuck, what's the egg? The egg, we're eating ticks in the egg? No, maybe not. But the idea that they clean things up, one of the many benefits of chickens is that they clean up. They go out in the pasture and they clean up because their poop is very good, full of nitrogen. That's good for the pasture, but it's also good to get rid of all those little things, the grubs and the ticks and all the stuff that's growing out there. So anyway,
shout out to chickens.
The point, bark, 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 bark. The point is that you need to put things. There are natural things. You don't want to put DEET on your skin because there's stuff in it that's not really great. You know, your skin is the largest organ in your body, and those pores are entree into your system. So if you put stuff like DEET, no matter what you put creams and stuff on your skin, whatever you put on your skin, know that that's going to get into your body. And so DEET's not the greatest. There are some other things that are natural that don't hurt your insides or outsides. But at any rate, that's something to do. But other than that, it's a circus for the ticks. And therefore, you're vulnerable. Although the people who had got sick and died were all older, 90-something years old, and their immune system by that time is somewhat compromised, probably, so it didn't, you know, it doesn't help that you're in your 90s and get a tick bite. But get them off as soon as you can. And you want to get the head out, which is why you have to use the tweezers, and sometimes that hurts. But it's no fun. In a moment, I want to go back to the discussion that we're having all around, every day we're going to spend a lot of time and have spent a lot of time talking about inflation and prices and stuff. I want to get to the heart of what's going on really right after these words.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use a symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I find that... That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Six after the hour, 14 before the new hour, on the Tuesday, Doug Stephan.
Yeah, Doug Stephan.
So those of you who are new to the program, it used to be called the DJV program when Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan were a part of the mix. And now it's Jay and me, and we're back to the original program that was started in 1988, believe it or not, in October of 88. Limbaugh started in August of 88, and I came closely after him to get started, and so here we are, going each day through the things that are, you know, the events, the issues, that sort of thing. And so the price, the business, every day we have a family farm and food report, and I'm looking at all this stuff. This is, if you look back over the past, let's say 40, 50 years, at this point in our lives, prices have increased faster than at any other point since Ronald Reagan was president. Think about that. The gas shortage that Jimmy Carter didn't create, but what went on when he was president, gasoline, petroleum, always gouges us, especially now when there's more gouging going on. The price gouging, this is so un-American. Think about this. The idea that big companies have seized on inflation to jack up the prices more than they need to. And so, excuse me, even though the White House has sort of backed that claim up, there's, what are they doing about it? The interest rate's going up 0.75 points, so that'll hurt. There is the war, certainly, and that triggered it. There's a whole, it's like a perfect storm of events. And now, apparently, the catchy new term is greedflation. That's kind of what people are using. Excuse me, I have my allergies and to deal with.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous, too, especially when you look at the big companies who are buying up smaller companies or absorbing other big companies, and then you create these monopolies. That's a big issue of what happened with the whole baby formula shortage.
Exactly,
because one company who owned all the baby formula pretty much had that massive recall. And then it's like all of a sudden parents are scrambling because they don't know what they're going to do. And thankfully,
so what are we gonna
we're
do
able
about
to bring
this
stuff in from overseas.
What do we as Americans do about this? How do we put a stop to it? We're supposed to be in charge, but we've allowed the government, which is supposed to be representing us, to not represent us and do just what you suggested here. The monopolistic corporations that buy up, suck up everything that they can, that, and the Justice Department is supposed to rule on these mergers and acquisitions, and they don't, because of the political influence, the money that comes in, the bureaucrats are influenced by the politicians, the politicians are influenced by the companies. The companies throw lots of money at their campaigns because of Citizens United, and it's like a merry-go-round. Round and round it goes, and where it stops, at your doorstep, that's where it stops. You're the ones who are getting screwed by the government supposed to be taking care of you. Think of that through the course of the day. It's 10 before the hour now.
Body and skin hair are very different from pubic hair and skin. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection is designed specifically for women's needs and gives pubic hair and skin the level of care.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Three after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A happy how do you do to John McCaskill, Matt Corbin, Ben McCauley, all listening to the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's now time for our farm, family, and food portion of the program, linking them all together as we do on our weekly show, The American Family Farmer. Last week's storm out in Iowa destroyed some crops for one of the people running an Iowa farm, near Council Bluffs, actually. So they were able to get to the Omaha Farmers Market, but they didn't go with all their own stuff. It's Bridgewater Farm. This is great. This is, Jay and I were just talking about this. This really shows you what the stripes are for farmers. Everybody works together. So their crops got kind of wiped out by the winds and the hail and that sort of thing. They, instead of giving up, the people around them, it's horrible. I've seen this happen. But the people in that neighborhood, in that town, helped them out, with some of their own crops that they hadn't planted. They had seedlings and they had, things that had, everybody's got extra. We always have plant extra tomatoes, extra peppers, extra, you name it. And so they, the neighbors gave them a lot of things they could transplant onto their farm, and they started a GoFundMe page, and they're up to $12,000.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah,
and,
right.
And I love that they're also sharing that this is a reminder to never take successful harvests for granted, because anything could happen. All these months they put into their crops, and in about 10 minutes,
gonzo,
completely wiped out anything that wasn't covered.
That's one of the things. Farming is one of the riskiest businesses to be in. And yet we still really don't appreciate what they're all about. That's, again, why I like to connect family, food, and farm. So good. Where do you know where the GoFundMe address is, in case people are listening that would like to contribute to it? They'd want to know what the address
is. You can find it right on their website. It's bfproduce.com, Bridgewater Great. Farm, bfproduce.com.
Excellent. Today is National Strawberry Shortcake Day, celebrated June 14th. It's also Flag Day today. This is the peak strawberry week. Usually, at least it is in my neck of the woods. We had a strawberry event, strawberries, although I think we sold 100 quarts of strawberries over the weekend on the farm. And basically, what we didn't sell, we cut up and served as a part of a sundae.
Oh,
it's
nice.
It's pretty yummy. So, strawberries, you know, now with the advent of hydroponics and aquaponics, what's the name of the family? Driscoll. That has strawberries growing all the time. But the really good strawberries, the ones that come fresh from the farm, are the ones to use to celebrate National Strawberry Shortcake Day. And it's something you'll find going to the local farm, getting to know your local farmer, and then finding where do we find shortcake? I guess you can make your own shortcake, right?
Cake part? Is it like angel food cake?
Yeah,
or
it's like angel food cake.
Or just a vanilla cake?
Yeah, no, well, either or. Yeah. But I think the tradition is that it's a shortcake. You have biscuits sometimes. I've had strawberry shortcake with a biscuit. Put some ice cream, whipped cream on top of it. Why stop with just ice cream? Spray the whipped cream. Fun as well. Much better for you. It's health. I tell the kids on the farm when they come up, if you look at my farm page, Easley, EASTLEIGH, EasleyFarm.com, you'll see where the big old bus is. And we sell the ice cream out of the big old bus, call it the ice cream. It's the Moo bus, actually. And so youngsters go up to the window if I'm walking around or I'm close to the bus at the time, I just tell them look at their parents. Ice cream is health food. And the kids all love that. Oh, yeah. So anyway, enjoy yourself. Get some strawberries today. Get some good ice cream. Get a little piece of cake and have a good time. The time, speaking of that, is 58 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.